This is the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and today on this great Friday morning, we get to discuss about Texas corn. Today, we talk about a new growing situation with nitrogen fertilizer and the tariffs and situations headed our way here in 2022. David Lovejoy gets to talk one-on-one with Dr. Joe Outlaw, who works close with Texas A&M, who created the research project back in the 1980s looking at the changing in spikes of fertilizers and input costs that could affect us here in the Panhandle and in the South Plains. Take it away, David.
Dr. Outlaw, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, first off, it all comes down to a lot of things. A lot of producers, their input cost has gone up because of the cost of fuel. There's not enough truck drivers to get their product to the market. There's not enough raw materials to do the day-to-day things on the farm. But you guys have put this study together, Texas A&M, and it goes back quite a few years to look at the rising cost of nitrogen. Can you tell us a little bit about this study, sir?
Yes, we were asked by the corn organizations from, I think, all the corn-producing states that are members, so it's over 20, asked us to look into what's going on with the increase in specifically nitrogen fertilizers. Pretty much all the fertilizers are going up, but they specifically asked about nitrogen. And so what we did was looked at starting with data from the early 80s, like you said, and kind of track through what has happened over time and when the prices move up and down. And most people would say that the price of nitrogen is directly tied to the price of natural gas. And so that's one of the things that the industry is saying is natural gas prices have gone up. But at the same, which they have gone up a little bit, but relatively speaking, out of the $500-plus increase in the cost of nitrogen, there's about 112 of it would be from the cost of natural gas. So that's really not the problem. Mm-hmm. Then there was some discussion about, well, there's so much higher demand, and we didn't anticipate. And reality is that we farm less acres than we have. Over time, every year's a little bit less, bounces around some, but that argument doesn't hold much water either. And so really you start looking at it, and we did some modeling just to determine what is driving the price of fertilizer, specifically nitrogen, and it turns out that the price of corn and the price of nitrogen fertilizer move basically in lockstep. And so what that would kind of tell you is that, you know, as farmers have been doing, when they have a chance to make some money, input suppliers in general, and specifically nitrogen fertilizer, has gone up basically a lockstep as well. So that's really the biggest finding, is that natural gas isn't driving this market anymore. It's the price of corn.
It's the price of corn that sets the market. Now, the U.S. International Trade Commission is looking to post tariffs on nitrogen fertilizers imported from Trinidad and Tobago and Russia. The Department of Commerce has released preliminary findings recommending these tariffs despite a strong outcry. What would that do to your – you said there's less acreage being devoted to corn as a growth crop. What would this added burden of a new tariff on of the price of nitrogen fertilizers, what would that do to the producer day-to-day?
Yeah, so it would be an addition to, so if right now with these high prices for nitrogen, if they put these tariffs, our analysis shows that the value of the tariff would dollar for dollar, penny for penny, get added to the cost of nitrogen in this country for all nitrogen, not just exports or imports, but domestically produced as well. It's just the way it works in the market. It would add another $100 or so to the price of nitrogen on top of these near record prices we have right now.
Mm-hmm. What's the step, let's say, a producer can do? And I live in West Texas, Amarillo, Texas, and it's still a ag-driven economy. That's one of the biggest economic engines we still rely on. What can I do? What can a producer do to combat these? Because if there's a misconception in this country that farmers are billionaires and have huge land and just have money to throw away. The cost is going to the middle of this this paradigm. It's not the consumer either pays for it or it comes out of the producer's pocket. What can we do to combat that?
Well, I mean, it's like most everything else. The Congress can weigh in and kind of look to investigate some of this. And so I would probably advise people to start there by calling their local congressman and suggesting that somebody, the USDA or someone, Justice Department, needs to look at to make sure that there's nothing going wrong, nothing, everything's on the up and up. There's no rule in this country you can't make money, but it does get, sometimes when it gets out of hand, we have safeguards for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you got the pandemic, you've got the supply side issues. Just the other day, the Supreme Court kind of ruled not in favor of corn producers when it comes to ethanol. That's one thing our producers in all parts of the country, from Texas to South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, wherever they grow corn at, is just another hurdle that we don't need. If a producer wants to find out more on this study, Doctor, where can they go to find the info?
Well, the first thing I would do probably is go to the Texas Corn Producers website. Mm-hmm. I think it's ccp.org or something like that. Let's see.
It's texascorn.org.
Yeah. And this publication, our study is there, and they can look at it and determine whether they agree with what we did and what we concluded. And that would be the first step, I think.
Yeah. Valuable piece of information to know what's going on, especially when it comes to agriculture in this part of the country. Dr. Outlaw, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it. And like I said, if you're looking for this study, you want more information on it, go to texascorn.org.
And we will be right back with some more here on the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour.